04 WWZ Local.
YBN.
Kenora Station, I can barely make you out. You got too much noise on you.
Yankee Bravo November, K4YBN.
K4YBN, now I got you. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Zulu. How are you doing this evening, sir?
Good. I was just trying out this repeater, and I didn't know I was going to be able to get out into it just with a little old quarter way, but I'm using a 40 watts with a commercial radio, but just wanted to try this thing out, just want to make sure, see if I was getting into it all right. I didn't think I was going to get into this repeater or not.
You're making it in. There's points in which you're dropping in and out, but with 40 watts, I mean, that's pretty impressive, especially on a handheld. Can I ask what kind of equipment you're using?
That, what now again? Repeat your QSO again.
I said for a handheld hooked up to 40 watts, that's really impressive. And I was wanting to know what kind of equipment and radio you're using. Over.
Handheld, it's a mobile radio. It's a Motorola 40-watt mobile radio. And I'm using a little 2-meter quarter-wave antenna mounted on the side of the car in the back. And that's what I'm using here.
I don't want to shut up to me. I'm hooked up to a, I believe it's a 25-watt Motorola Max track hooked to a 2-meter magnet mount antenna on my roof.
I'm sounding fine here without any problem.
What Motorola radio do you got? Is it like mine or is it one of the XDR?
It's a M1225. It's one what I'm using right now. That it's up there in the storage, it's a UHF, it's the same thing, it's another M1225 you'd have to program it in, but it's a UHF, probably goes from 440 to probably 450 something, whatever, but anyway, I don't ever use it much, but, which it's kind of hard to do, you know, some of the 440 repeaters around here, but this one here is the only most one that I talk on the most.
Me too. I only really talk on the 610 on 10 meters, but that's all right. 610's a good repeater.
And this is the first time I ever got into this one here before.
What data are you on the air, sir? Can I get your name?
Philip. That's Papa Hotel India, London, London, India, Papa. Philip.
Here is Chan, Charlie Hotel Alpha November. My full name is Chandler, Charlie Hotel Alpha November Delta Lima Echo Romeo. Did I go by Charlie Hotel Alpha? It's shorter and easier for net controllers and other stations to write down.
Well, nice to meet you here. Being the first time, anyway.
Philip, how long have you been a ham operator?
That's 1992, and I've been doing this for so long, but I've been wanting to get into it much earlier years, but back in 1992 is when I first started.
Well, that's pretty good. Are you an extra class?
I sure am.
I'm studying for my general.
Well, I hope you have good luck with it.
I'm wanting to get up on HF and make some around the world contact.
Good HF radio. You'll have a lot of fun. And what privileges that you'll have. You'll have a good time on you know, making contacts about anywhere, you know, wherever you're, you know, where that you're able to hear pretty good, but, you know, it depends on where, what countries or what foreign countries you might be able to, you know, hear on the radio, but you'll have a lot of fun out of it.
I have no doubt about that, sir. I have been got the chance to have some learning time with one of my elders, and he let me get up on HF. Of course, I had to use his call sign / my call sign, but I got to learn a lot about making HF contacts, and I think I had the most fun I've ever had on the radio that night. It was really fun.
Once you get a lot of fun out of that, Chandler, you'll realize of what countries you might be able to hear. Because I know pretty sure that from probably where you're at, y'all being in Flint Lands area, I would probably say you'll be able to get some countries, maybe from. Which it depends. You might get part of Southeast Asia. You might get some of the islands over there, like Hawaii or whatever, on HF. But you'll get some stations from New Zealand, Australia, which I've made contacts with. And I have also made contacts with over in Japan when I lived over in Tennessee. But I had moved back over here to North Carolina. But anyhow... you'll have a lot of fun out of different countries. I've talked to people all over Europe, anywhere. It's all fun. You'll enjoy it. You'll really imagine about what countries that you've made contacts to, you know, just about anywhere.
Just KO for WWC for ID with, oh, shoot, I forgot your call sign. But I am Monkey Show, KO4 WWC. As for talking to places like Japan, how do you understand them? Because I don't know if I can understand their language. I don't speak Japanese or Asian or anything like that.
It's on that talks from Japan. They speak English. They do speak very well, good English from over there. It's a lot of fun. I have made contact one of a call of JE1LET, Juliet Echo 1, Lima Echo Tango. I can't think what his name is, but I've made contacts with him a few times. Also, let's see, and he's over in, I think, from over in Tokyo. Yeah, lives over in Tokyo, Japan. But this depends whatever what HF radio you get. And if you fix your antenna structure, if you fix it up just right, you can be able to make contacts from over there. I mean, yeah, I don't think you shouldn't have any problem. You'll get countries from over in Europe, England, France, Spain, whatever, when you get into your general class, and what the privileges you do operate on as a general class operator. You'll have a lot of fun. You'll have a lot of fun from making contacts from down in the Caribbeans, a place like over maybe Hawaii or, you know, Japan or whatever or something, or a place right here in the United States or wherever. But it's a lot of fun. You'll enjoy it.
I doubt about that, sir. I've not been doing it a whole lot lately, but I'm trying to study CW using the Farnsworth method at LearnCW. I think he's got ORG or something like that. And I've been having some success with MMK. That's one of the other things I want to do in ham radio is CW, because no one I know can tell you that they can interpret Morse code. And I want to be the unique person. I want to be able to say, I know what this code is telling me, and I know exactly what I need to tell them back.
I be in? Well, I've known Morse code since back in 1980s, and I've practiced my own self of every letter, all numbers and stuff like that. And it's, you know, you just have to know your CW characters and stuff, and you know, and how to put, you know, your characters in together when you're having a QSO doing a CW that way. But it's a lot of fun.
I know that to be dot, or dash, or engine, or the, I'm trying to think. Dip is M, and I think dot is K. Appreciate that, sir. Do I need to let you go, or do you have enough time to stay and keep it?
I'm sitting here, and I won't be going inside until around about around 6:20. But I get here to work very early, so that way that, you know, as far as like traffic-wise and stuff, a lot of people here, they just take their little sweet time. They think it's Sunday driving, but I just try to get here way much earlier, you know, get here to work and stuff. But, but anyway, I've got all a little bit of time what I've got.
I'm going to call her a minute or two and see if anybody else wants to join us, okay?
I'm in.
Haven't heard anybody. KO100WWZ. Hey, and you still there?
Oh, I'm in.
Look, have you ever been a part of any emergency communications groups?
Usually I don't ever have much or the time for that because I work 12-hour shifts. I work nights from 7 p.m. to 7 in the morning, and I wouldn't ever have much time about doing that.
That I understand. Well, you're in North Carolina. I'm a part of the Aries group in Pickens County, and I have some movement training I need to do. And what I find very neat about movement is that you can send emails and text messages back to the movement data just by using your radio and antenna. That's pretty cool.
We do that without any problem.
Have you ever used WindLink?
No, I've never used anything like that.
I understand. Well, maybe I can tell you something about it after I do my training. How about that?
I'm kind of getting interested in.
It's like when you have those situations where you lose your phone, you don't know where it's at. You need to send somebody a text message. You have your radio. You can do it. I need to get off here. I'm getting into some traffic, and I need to pay attention. It's been good talking with you, Philip. I'll be playing your final KO for WWZ.
Hey, and have a good one, and stay cool down there in South Carolina. I'm getting ready to move down there to South Carolina, hopefully, maybe. Pretty soon, if my luck can come up, whatever. But anyhow, probably I'll catch you the next time. Have a good one. K4YBN.
K4CBA.
Hey, KD4CBA, KO4WWZ. How you doing, Dave?
I'm just doing fine and dandy. I'm, headed to the tennis court.
It's good to hear your voice on the radio, Dave. How you been doing? And, you gonna be playing tonight, or you just practicing?
I didn't get the last part of your question. I'm playing a match. My grandson's with me. He's translating here. My 9-year-old grandson Jackson's riding in the back seat here, and we're taking him his mom's going to meet us over at the sports club. But I'm giving him one of my record players, so he's excited. It's a Bluetooth record player, so I was just telling him how it works.
Man, well, little guy, it's been listening since you're translating. I'm going to tell you what album you need to get. And that would be the Bruce Springsteen Born in the USA album. And along with that, you need to get you some Beatles albums, some Lynyrd Skynyrd albums, pretty much all 80s, 70s, 60s. You definitely need some AC/DC. You gotta listen to AC/DC and Guns N' Roses. If you can't tell me you listen to them guys, I'm gonna pretend I didn't hear that.
Well, you're preaching to the choir because I grew up in the 60s and 70s. I graduated high school in 73, so I got to riding all the cool cars when they came out brand new. I was telling, we were watching the show, and the car show, and I was telling my wife and my grandson that they were showing a Chevelle SS396, and I said, I'll never forget that it was 1963, and we pulled up to our house at, right off of Myrtle Beach, and right beside us was a dark blue, by the color of my Mustang, SS396, brand spanking new.
Man, I'm jealous. That's pretty cool, man. That's really cool. Well, I had just noted it in my house. And make sure your grandson listens to all them guys, because he hasn't lived until he's heard them.
Oh, well, I'm sure, I know he'll get some Beatles albums, because I'll help him with that, because I've got a ton of Beatles albums. They called me Paul McCartney when I was in high school, because I used to learn all his songs, and I'd go back to school and play them on the piano and sing them.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and sign with you. It's been good talking to you, Dave. I hope to hear you again soon. It's KO4WWZ. I'll be playing your final, and little guy, I know you can hear me. Make sure you listen to all of those guys I just mentioned. Make sure you do that. KO4WWZ, clear.
Alright, well, he heard you, so, you got an earful. Well, all right, well, you have a good evening, and we're going to mosey on down Edwards Road here. Take care, 73's KB4CBA.